Stu Peters Network upgrades, brand new facility, the uncancelable studio, Bow in person, Stu yes. in person, Ken O'Keefe, all the way from the UK. You've been all over the place from Gaza to, you know, London. Now you're here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You're traveling to a bunch of different, I know you're going to hook up with Myron Gaines, I believe that you said, while you're here, Jake Shields, possibly. And, you know, other very influential people that are really risking it all, making a tremendous amount of sacrifice to talk about a lot of the topics that you like to talk about. We're going to be joined next week by another special guest, Royce, who actually, you made that introduction, and we're going to talk a whole lot about, well, there's a particular movie that seems to be controversial and gets people removed from X, gets accounts deleted, called Europa, The Last Battle. For those of you who have not seen it, we are actually committed to doing a live stream on our network because, I mean, we reach millions of people. And there's a lot of people who probably haven't seen that. So we're going to watch it live and react to it and kind of go through the entire, I think it's up to about 14 hours now. And we'll do that together collectively as an audience. But without further ado, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Sure.
We've talked about a lot of things, you know, over the past week on the Stu Peters Show. You kind of like weighed in. We've done some lives together. We even watched a presidential press conference together, which was all a movie and a show. But what's not a movie and what's not fake and gay and what's actually very real is the slaughter and the onslaught and the genocidal ethnic cleansing that's taking place in Gaza right now. And those war efforts are expanding beyond Gaza into the West Bank. Lebanon is being targeted. Of course, Iran. This is a land grab. We talked about North American Jews actually selling land that has been taken, like blood land, basically. And that's very real. And the U.S. war machine and the Israeli war machine and the military industrial complex, who I believe that the front lines of the military industrial complex is Israel. What's your assessment from where you sit?
Well, you know, we have this population of so-called Christian Zionists, which are an incredibly powerful bloc. And they've all been, as you've been talking about for a long time, brainwashed into this fake Bible known as the Schofield Bible, which, you know, for anybody who really wants to look into it, look at General Schofield. This guy was a first-class pervert, fraud. And that's the man that you're going to commission to write your new Bible, which is the justification for this Christian Zionist population, which effectively is the bulwark. It's the protection. It's the American Goyim being used as idiots to be able to support a genocidal policy with the courtesy and the money from our own taxpaying dollars to make it all happen. But I think that belies also an area we could exploit, which is genuine Christianity versus this fake Christianity stuff, which actually just reverses all logic. The man who we revere as our savior in terms of Christians, Jesus Christ, was crucified by the very group that he referred to as the synagogue of Satan. And yet we've got this large so-called Christian population. I think they need to be targeted. I think they need to be educated, and where they might have their mind open a little bit from this genocide, that's the positive part of this. This genocide has been happening for decades. Make no mistake about it. The scale is larger nowadays, but it doesn't change the fact that it's always been a genocidal policy. But because it is so open and notoriously done now, even the most dumb of the dumb is having a little bit of a hard time with the same old packaged phrases, Israel has a right to defend itself, and so on and so forth. You've seen it, I've seen it. The footage coming out of Gaza and the West Bank, but certainly in Gaza, is something that you would have to be inhuman not to feel a tremendous amount of sorrow, empathy, and rage, I would say, especially when we connect our participation in it.
So here's a question. You know, you have family in Gaza, correct?
Yes,
so, I do. So for the, you said Schofield was a pervert. A lot of people probably who are watching this, maybe getting introduced to you.
Really like your hat.
Yeah. Opa, what's up? So you, what is a goyim and why, how is Schofield a pervert? Could you educate people kind of a little bit on those two things? Because some people might not understand what you mean.
Yeah, he provably, if you look at his history, he was involved in the type of behavior that would be befitting you know, like a pimp or a debauched human being indulging in all the excesses of what Satan seduces the lesser men of. If you look at his record, he had no spiritual value in any which way. His life indicated a person that was, again, morally debauched. And I encourage people to do the research for themselves. But even if we were to accept that the man was half decent or moral, the Bible that he is given credit for writing, this Schofield Bible, is an affront to any basic common sense and understanding of Christianity. Once again, we can't dispute the fact that Jesus was crucified. Now, obviously, there will be those who say, well, yeah, well, the Romans did it. Listen, the Romans did it by the behest and the insistence of the synagogue of Satan, those who say they are Jews, but they are not. The bottom line is this: for any Christian to be worshiping a Jewish state, which is actively committing genocide against the descendants of Jesus of Nazareth, is obviously not thinking straight at all. We have a requirement, you know, and this is another thing. Going and praying, you may go to church every Sunday and pray. Praying is not going to solve the issues before us. Praying is an essential part. I pray myself daily. But I don't confuse my prayers with action. You cannot simply go pray and say, I love you, God, and I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and please forgive me of my sins, and that's it.
So what's a goyim?
So the goyim is everybody who is not of the tribe. And that denotes another question. So what is the tribe? What are the Jews? I've said this many times. I feel it needs repeating over and over. Has any of us heard of an atheist Muslim? No, it's nonsensical. If you don't believe in God, you're not a Muslim. Has anybody heard of an atheist Christian? Again, the same rule applies. If you don't believe in God, you're clearly not a Christian. And that brings up the third question. Have we ever heard of an atheist Jew? Yes. In fact, those that are the instigators of Zionism, like Theodore Herzl and Moses Mordecai Levy, which most people know as Karl Marx, they were atheists. I would say that atheism is actually code for Satanism. Atheism, as an atheist, you're rejecting God. Now, anyway, this brings in the confusing mess of 1984 reality we're living in. Those that identify as Jews can also identify as atheists, and yet at the same time, they're claiming a biblical right to return to the land of Palestine, the Holy Land. So you can't have it both ways, can you? You reject God on one hand, and at the same time, you're invoking God to justify your theft of land, and the only people who have a right to go back to this land are not the people who are provably from there, Palestinians, who have 6 million around the world with a right of return enshrined in international law. They don't have any right to buy any of this property, do they?
No.
Are they being invited to go buy land in the West Bank? No, it's the Palestinians' land that is being stolen and then sold to the tribe. So the goyim, getting back to that question, is everybody whose mother is not a Jew. According to Jewish tradition, if your mother isn't a Jew, you're not. That's their own rules, but the bottom line is this. It has nothing to do with whether you believe in God or not. It has everything to do with your bloodline. And funny enough, they are the least multicultural people in the world. But who's behind the multicultural mass immigration open borders agenda? Oh, wait, the least multicultural. Yeah, okay. So it's one size for us and another one for you. It's a double standard. So all of us who are not Jews are goyim, which, by the way, denotes our power. Guess what? They're 0.02% of the human population, which means the rest of us, 99% plus, are goyim. God forbid us dumbass goyim ever come together and realize, there's an enemy in there right there. If we came together in any meaningful way, and we're talking across cultures, across nations, across religions, we could do this.
This is why he's unoccupied.
What about the argument, you know, you hear from a lot of these Schofield Bible indoctrinated people that get led by fake pastors like Greg Locke, who, by the way, is a coward and a pussy because he said that he would come on to you know, articulate his convictions.
Right.
Oh, he's so convicted about it that he stands in front of a dozen stars of Remphan in his little tent that he calls a church with, unfortunately, hundreds of people in attendance and says, turn Gaza to a parking lot.
Greg Locke, come to Uncancelable.
So I told him, I said, you know, come and articulate these convictions. I mean, you must feel very passionately about this if you're willing to just like completely eradicate a people to justify this position. And then he called me an anti-Semite or a radical or something, which I don't understand the whole anti-Semitism thing. We'll get into that too, because the people that they are killing are the Semites, Semitic people. The people that are doing the killing, who you're ridiculed for questioning or criticizing, are not Semitic people. It's a complete inversion. The whole thing is ridiculous. But Greg Locke finally said, oh, I didn't know there was an invite, when he was pressured publicly. And we're like, yeah, no, you definitely know that there's an invite. And then he said, oh, well, glad to sit down. I responded to him personally. He said, well, I'd be glad to sit down with you. Come to my home in Jerusalem.
That'll be a one-way ticket, Stu.
I just don't think that I would fit in very well in Israel today, given current times and rhetoric.
Wait, do you think he would make it out?
You know, honestly, I've been one to go straight into death and just not even flinch, but you got to be tactical about things. I'm not sure you want to be in the Jewish state of Israel's jurisdiction, mate.
No. And so why do people listen to Ken O'Keefe? I mean, why do people pay you any attention when you talk?
Yeah, well, hey, yeah. I mean, you know what? Truth. I think the truth is, as much as everybody is so dumbed down and mind controlled and indoctrinated, there is a genuine desire to know the truth. I think all of us, even when we were kids, you know, I'm a curious guy. I mean, I think we're all curious. We all want to explore. And, you know, at some point, these repeated lies, as much as they sink in for many, they really don't resonate with those of us who can see. We believe our eyes, rather than not believing our lying eyes, as we're told.
Yeah.
We can see with our own eyes what is happening, and yet we can square the truth that we see with the comments and the news and Hollywood and all of, and these things aren't squaring. They're not actually in consonance here. So where is it that we need to go to understand how to chart a course forward? The truth. And most, as you know all too well, are not willing at all. They're not willing to say blatantly obvious truths, such as if the Chinese had this disproportionate amount of control in America, would Americans be afraid to say that this Chinese control of the executive branch? No, they would say it. But this 0.02% of the human population has such a sway. We discussed this earlier in your program about how people, they know this is career suicide.
Yeah.
If you say the truth, is the truth anti-Semitic? That's a question.
I think George Floyd, like, he blew up, obviously, from doing rants on his Facebook for the George Floyd thing. This is when me and him started speaking out, and nobody was willing to go on that ledge talking about a black dude that just supposedly got killed by the police. Nobody wanted to touch that. Then they used COVID. Anybody that wouldn't get the shot. Hey, you're now the enemy. You're now being shamed.
It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Bingo.
You're a murderer.
Bingo. Then it's January 6th. If you talk about January 6th, were you at January 6th? Did you know anybody at January 6th? They use all these socially constructed, they use all of these socially constructed things to now the big one is anti-Semitism. Because this is what, that's what, that, in my opinion, they've been setting us up for. Because now you can't speak out about LGBTQ and dicks in front of kids' faces.
Yeah, and by the way, the gayest city on the planet is Tel Aviv, Israel. I think number two is San Francisco, but Tel Aviv is the gayest on the planet. They are the land of the mandates for the vaccines. I think they're on about their 10th booster over there at this point.
But what do you think, though? We all get different batches. How many of them do you reckon got the batch, the death jab batches?
How many of them got the saline? Or was the shipment logistics tainted? In other words, did certain batches get made a different way to affect people based on their genealogy in a different way, or their DNA makeup in a different way?
Plausible.
Could it be possible that, you know, blacks were immune to certain batches, whereas other batches would kill every black that got it? Wow. You know, is that possible? Yeah, absolutely. It's possible.
100%. We know that they're spending ridiculous amounts of taxpaying dollars on biomedical research, DNA tampering, playing God effectively. I remember in my 20s that this was actually a conversation going back into the 80s and 90s where they were starting to use DNA splicing technology. And this was actually a debate. It's kind of similar to America in the late 1800s. Should we be, quote, isolationist or should we take the imperial route? There was actually a debate about this. We know where that went. But the same thing existed with tampering with DNA. Now, call me a simple man, but I don't think any of us should be so arrogant as to playing God and tampering with DNA at all. And by the way, the whole atheist and gay relationship there, it makes sense that an atheist would be a homosexual. You know, if you believe in God, if you have any conception of the Bible and maybe man and woman and the actual sanctity of that, you know, I'm sorry, I don't know exactly if God made any gay folk or not, but the bottom line is this, we will become extinct real fast if we take that route, because there ain't no procreation through anal sex.
There's not?
Well, then, on top of that, you talk about social...
Whoa, Ben Shapiro said...
Well, if you talk about social construction, now, more than ever before, all these kids are identifying as trans.
Literally.
Of course that's socially constructed.
100%.
Well, I mean, they're also putting shit in the food and the water, so... There's that.
And the air.
Yeah, the air is the big one.
Estrogen is being delivered through various means, which is lowering the testosterone level, which might explain why men seemingly don't have any balls anymore, literally, you know. And I'm a vegetarian, you know, I'm a so-called soy boy. Hey, I ain't lacking in my testosterone, I can promise you that. I'm doing well.
For sure. Mostly vegan, I get it, brother.
How big of a threat is this? I mean, you've got the State Department, the cabinet, the administration, unelected bureaucrats, the war machine. This occupation is real.
100%, yeah. And it has been for longer than people would like to acknowledge. I would argue, you know, with the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank, that was it. They did this, for those that don't know. I mean, they did it at the holiday period near Christmas, where all the legislators went home and they rammed it through. And they, the rabbis, were celebrating on this day. But this was the beginning of the end for the American Republic.
Were they dancing like they were on 9/11?
Literally, they were dancing.
Why is it that anytime some horrible shit happens to white Christians, these people are dancing?
It's their celebration time. It's their bar mitzvah on steroids, man. They're loving the goyim.
That's not a conspiracy theory.
On the same side of things, I mean, they hate all people. You could say they hate all people because same ones that own the prisons. Who owns the rap music? That's fucking making all these people fucking retarded and stupid.
Bitch ho bling shit, you know.
Who made it cool to be a pimp?
Yeah.
It wasn't cool to be a pimp. That's why it was looked down upon. And all these fucking dumbass rappers are wearing the fucking gold chains and got the diamonds and want to fuck the hoes. But no, they don't. No, they don't. You want a fucking family. You want to protect a fucking woman. You want someone there. That's what they really want. And if you look at like the black culture, especially in Africa and all that, like they're more family oriented.
Yeah, 100%.
They hate Americans.
Yeah, I miss Tupac Shakur, man. Yeah. We got to make some changes, you know. What a brilliant song.
A lot of this has to do, I mean, I think central to all of this, you will find that one of the most important weapons that are being used against us is the destruction of the nuclear family and fatherless homes. Oh. We're on the uncancelable couch with Ken O'Keefe. Flew in from London. So grateful that he's here in person. Had the opportunity to have the conversations, the real conversations, on a big platform with somebody like that who has sacrificed so much. Jail time for having these conversations. So I know that you won't mind me taking just a second to tell you about how this is made possible, and it's through our great friends at LifeWave. You've heard me talking about the X39 patch. Well, now uncancellablehealth.com is taking everything to a whole new level, and we're going to make your health unfuckwithable. So go to uncancellablehealth.com right now. You won't believe how we have the trifecta of anti-aging, total health, total repair, reversing ailments. Uncancellablehealth.com. Make your health unfuckwithable with. Go to uncancellablehealth.com. So the 2024 election is on our doorstep. And of course, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are knocking on your door. Pushing for higher taxes, even taxes on unrealized gains. Can you imagine that? Paying taxes on something that you never took profits on? And what would that do to the economy?
Will they come for your retirement savings? Yeah, of course they will. Will they come for your house? Obviously. But I mean, who knows? But don't wait to find out. Learn how you can protect and diversify everything that you've worked for with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. To I trust, I buy all of my gold and silver from Goldco, and they have been brave, and they have been bold, and they have remained with the Stu Peters Network and sponsored our platform, and we're so forever thankful. Goldco has over 6,000 five-star reviews, a bunch of awards. They've helped people just like you, and they've helped me to purchase over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. Just go to StuLikesGold.com or call 855-706-GOLD to get your free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Learn how precious metals like gold and silver can help you to diversify and to protect yourself in these times. Visit StuLikesGold.com or call 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD.
Do you want to know where you and I can have our most uncancelable conversation? Manect. That's right. King Bao is now partnered with Petra Beck David, Valuetainment, and Manect. What's Manect, you ask? Manect is a place for you to get a guaranteed response from me. Choose from the options of either a text, video response, or even set up a call. Download Manect, search for King Bao, and I look forward to talking with you all. Back to the show.
Even I am a product of that, and I mean, this goes back to the social engineering of Women's Lib, who was behind that. And all of these ideas of this new progressive society where the woman is every bit as capable. Hell, they're even like women wanting to go and be grunts in the infantry and stuff. Yep. Like, whoa, you know, they blurred the line so much that they're confusing our children. This is like, for me, capital punishment stuff here. When it is proven that you have intended to pervert the minds of our children to the point where they become so confused and can actually legally, chemically castrate in California without parental consent and full support of the state, if that ain't a satanic agenda, I don't know what is.
Facts.
It's an open display at this point. And the genocide in Gaza, there you go. If you want to know what Satan wants, what Satan likes, just chaos. Look at Gaza.
Chaos. Well, yeah. I mean, look at a fucking America. They got fucking how many people over here that are open with the border? Now we got these people literally eating people's pets and cats and fucking dogs. Like, they create chaos. CIA is owned by Heliweird, or Heliweird owns the CIA.
Yeah.
Or the other way around. Excuse me. CIA owns Heliweird. They own Netflix. Netflix is putting out movies like The Purge. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen The Purge?
I have
Protective
not.
Protective programming. All it is they create lawlessness for a day. One day out of the year.
Yes.
Everybody gets to be lawless. And then you want to know what happens? You dumb motherfuckers want to know what happens? The government comes in at the end, murks everybody.
Yeah.
That doesn't get out of the city lines. It's like Fortnite. You don't get out of the barriers closing, then you get murked. So I think it's all chaos. We were talking about this earlier, how the Luciferians, when we were speaking out about the George Floyd riots, June 21st, 2020, I believe, it was the summer solstice, all the Luciferian church did a march for a one world government.
Yeah.
And what is a one world government? No borders.
Hey, weren't we in Minneapolis with Sneeko when that happened? And then we went out on the streets with him.
Yeah, no. That was this year. I'm talking, that was when you and I were first starting to speak out 4 years ago. That was 4 years ago that the Satanist church,
oh.
It was like a ritual. It was a ritual for all.
Yeah, I was talking about the summer solstice thing that just happened. By the way, Sneeko, big disappointment there. I just can't believe the way he's gone so woke. And
what do you mean by that?
No. He's talking about how Haiti is so great and the Haitians are so great and, you know, that they killed all their oppressors and the evil white man. But then, now it's the white people's fault that they're living in poverty. Well, hold on a minute. I thought you killed them and that was great and it was victory. And if Haiti is so great, I mean, then why don't you fucking move there? And there's no white people apparently there anymore because you killed them all. So,
really?
Which is probably why your infrastructure sucks because there's no white people there. It's probably why your architecture sucks because there's no white people there. Your technology sucks because there's no white people there. And everything is dirty and it's like a big fucking dumpster because there's no. And by the way, these people are cannibalistic.
No way did he say that, though.
Yeah, he said that.
Hey, Sneeko, you're invited back to Uncancelable. We should have an Uncancelable.
It's just disappointing, man. It's like, you know, just correct the behavior. I'm just trying to encourage good behavior. Like, hold on, stop. Wait a minute. You can't even make your island nice. And
wait
then
a
you
minute,
come.
Is it the Haitians that are eating the cats? Or Who's the ones eating the cats?
They do a lot of black magic and all that.
Yeah, these Haitians. There are very many cannibalistic Haitians.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so they're now finding fucking cats.
But it's always Houston. The white people's fault. That's that. I hate that. That narrative is so dead. Like, yep. The white people's fault. What are you talking about? If not for white people, this country would suck. Everywhere that white people go, they make shit great.
Fat, yeah.
This whole narrative is, I mean, you could easily debunk that. White founded and white evolved societies are always better.
I would say that
third world countries, what do they lack? White people.
I would say that more, you know, if you would want to argue that, more white men have probably died in all of the world wars than any other men. You know what I mean? When we talk about world war, I mean, I guarantee there wasn't the same amount of black people dying in World War II as what there were white American men.
No, and that brings up Jesse Owens, who fought, he went into Germany and was treated with more respect over there in Germany than he ever was back here in America, you know?
Wow.
So, I mean, there is plenty that us white folks should recognize.
By the way, opinion. It's not terrorists that these people are going and eliminating. I mean, they're bombing kids.
Yeah.
They, back to this Gaza thing, because I'm just thinking about this. They're bombing kids and apartment complexes and women. I mean, they're taking them. The IDF is arresting children and bringing them to prison where they're tortured and raped and then just let go if they're not murdered.
You know, I've seen a lot of footage, but there was one piece of footage that I have. I had it on my other phone, but you know, and I'm hardened to this stuff at this point, but at the same time, you know, seeing dead bodies is one thing, body parts all over, and yeah, it's not pretty, that's for sure. But there was footage of this girl. She was about 10 or 11 years old. Clearly, she was being brought into a hospital. She was standing, walking, but a piece of shrapnel or something had hit her in the lower jaw and completely erased her lower jaw. So there's no lower jaw here. There's no lower mouth at all. And there's just this flesh hanging down, and you can see the look in her eyes of pure trauma and just not even knowing exactly where she is. And one of the assistants there, like, holding underneath to kind of hold what's remaining of the flesh together. And I thought about this poor girl, like, she's probably dead. I don't even know how the hell you're going to do anything to help that poor girl. But, you know, the tragedy is so beyond what most can imagine. But for me, that footage really stood out because it's like, you'd be better off dead. And many of the kids, I know this for a fact, talking to people on the ground, many of the kids, they just want to be dead. They were wishing it was them now because their family's been blown up and they have nothing. There's nowhere to go. Nowhere is safe. They're orphaned now. There's no food. There's no water. And they're wishing that they were dead. Imagine your child.
And this is no like small or localized thing. If you took the percentage of children that have been exterminated and slaughtered and murdered en masse in Gaza throughout this so-called war effort by Israel to defend itself against Hamas, and the objective, by the way, to eradicate Hamas, well, Hamas is scattered all throughout civilization, and it's there on every continent and every country, and it's an impossible goal, which is done on purpose, by the way, so that they can keep the war machine moving. But if you were to take the percentage of kids under the age of 18 that have been murdered in Gaza and apply that here, in one swoop, more children would be dead in America than men have died in every single war since the revolution.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
Since the revolution. One swoop, that's more kids under the age of 18 dead than every grown man that has died on a battlefield since the revolution in every one of these stupid forever wars. So the Israelis love to play, and our own government and this war machine-backed neocon, you know, Israel-licking fake cabal, what they love to do is try to make it sound like a small number of kids has been killed. Well, it's just 2% of the population. Okay, take 2% of the population and apply that to kids. I mean, you'd have 1.5 million kids dead if you took the same number of kids and killed them here in the United States. Do you think we'd be okay with that?
Well, let's remember Madeleine Albright. Remember her, a Jewish Secretary of State, in the lead up to the invasion of Iraq, very famously interviewed on 60 Minutes, and she was asked about the sanctions. People think sanctions. You don't understand what that means. That means starving children. That means no clean water. That means suffering beyond what you can imagine. Anyway, she was asked about the quantifiably, provably true figures of 500,000 dead kids as a direct result of the American policy of sanctions. And she was asked, was it worth it? And Madeleine Albright's answer was, this is a difficult question, but we think on balance it was, quote, worth it. 500,000 dead kids. The Secretary of State, the foreign minister for the United States of America, said this 25 years ago, 500,000 dead kids. I look forward to the day where we all value every child's life equally, regardless of where they come from, and certainly at least take stock of where we might be contributing to the death, the rape, and the pillage of children. Maybe that would be a good step, you know, that we valued every child equally.
And on a personal level, I mean, have you, like, we talked about Nefarious last night?
Yeah.
The movie Nefarious that came out, I think, 2 years ago. And it kind of, in my opinion, exposes everything that's happening now, where it is hell on earth. They have opened the portal to hell. There's a very famous part in the movie, and it's the most viral clip from the movie that has been going around, where he talks about the demon, shall we say. I don't want to ruin the movie. But he talks about how today there's more abortions than ever before that is happening in America. Who has allowed all of these abortions to happen? And now when you actually understand the process and you see it, like, it's disgusting. They're taking live babies. And who has empowered that? Who has made that a fucking thing? We know who's made it.
And it ties directly into Satanism, because I know through my own studies, these fetuses, which are little baby humans, they use them in the satanic ritual sacrifices and practices. They're very important part. The most vulnerable of the vulnerable, right? The child in the womb. You extricate with the equivalent of a vacuum and literally rip limbs off and everything in the process. So if you get one intact, they literally take them directly to these satanic ritual sacrifices and whatnot. It's really, it's that nuts.
So if you don't care about that, how could you care about kids in Gaza?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the point. It's all fucking a psyop. They've psyoped us to not give a fuck innately. Oh, why not just have sex?
Yeah.
You can get an abortion. You can just, like...
It wasn't that long ago that we actually looked at sex as a sacred act, as something that was to be held and cherished between a man and a woman. Now we literally have sex on tap and family values gone out the window. It's really sad, honestly. I mean, as a man who's indulged, I'm a heterosexual male, and I wasn't always as virtuous as I am today, perhaps. But, you know, I played around with girls and, you know, had some one-night stands in my 20s and whatnot. And, I mean, I get it. I do. I get it. But I look at that and the experiences I had there, and then I look at the experiences I've had with the women that I've genuinely loved and shared my bed with. Those two things do not compare.
Not even close.
Really?
Not even close. I just, you know, I would, for the people that I love, I would do everything for, and I've realized that recently.
Yeah.
You know? You would do anything for actual, genuine love.
Really?
I know Stu's been there too, where you're willing to literally give your all for the woman. There's nothing that makes a man feel more. That's also why they're attacking masculinity.
Yes.
They're attacking masculinity because they don't want men to be men how we're supposed to be and be like, I am going to protect you. That's it.
Mm.
You are mine. I am going to protect you. And to have that, that's what the women want from us too.
Really?
No, that's what they say they want.
Well, they've been psyoped.
But what they mean is they want the opposite.
Feminism.
Yeah.
Psyoped women to not think that they want that.
The true nature of a woman wants that.
Yes.
But yes, the mind-controlled modern-day woke version, I agree.
They want to chase.
Yeah.
Women empowerment.
They want to chase and they want options.
And there's enough of us weak men out there. Once we get that pussy, you know, we're like... the cuck on steroids, you know, definition of a non-man, you know, like, I'm sorry, I know it's good and all, but dude, you don't give away your self-dignity and worth for that. You know what you die for is country, children, family,
your brothers,
not that pussy,
actually,
man.
What your the brothers hell? That actually are loyal to you.
I don't think that we go and we die, you know, in other countries. I don't think that we send our people to go die anywhere. I think that we bring 100% of our military back here. We militarized the borders. We used the leftover personnel to sweep the country, west to east, north to south, round up everybody that is here illegally, all of them, every single one of them, and get them the fuck out. If they don't want to go willingly, well, we can help to arrange transportation, and we will get you out of here. No problem. Make conditions through policy so treacherous for people that are not here legally that they will self-deport.
Obviously,
that can be done.
Any and all benefits that are coming into illegals, which would be just showering them with
immediately
money.
Bring that whole military apparatus home, because I've said this before and people have heard me who listen to the Stu Peters show have heard me say that the purpose of a military is to protect the borders of your country from an invasion. It's not to go spread democracy and it's not to go regime change and nation rebuilding and all of the other buzzwords that they use to make it sound like it's really great. Oh, well, we have to go get them on their soil over there in the sand so that they don't come and bring it to us. And then they show scary images of guys with towels wrapped around their heads and claim that they had box cutters and flew planes into buildings on September 11th. The whole thing is complete bullshit. But you know what? It allows Toby Keith to write a song about being, you know, the real tough guys will put a boot in your ass. That's the American way. God rest his soul if he actually made it there. But, you know, that's what gins up the hype. And the media, I blame 1,000% for this. Yeah. The media is 100%, by the way, owned by the same people whose headquarters are on Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv, BlackRock and Vanguard and Rothschild themselves and State Street and Soros, of course, heavily invested. You can't even say the name George Soros on the Fox News channel or else that black bitch, whatever her name is, she'll cut you off and tell you that you're an anti-Semite and that you're not allowed to do that. I believe she ran, I don't remember who it was, Newt Gingrich or somebody mentioned George Soros and Harris Faulkner, that's her name. Yep. She literally got him the fuck out of there.
Yep.
You can't say that name. That's anti-Semitic. What? Wait, now just wait. Saying your name.
Wait, speaking of saying a name that's not anti-Semitic, is it true that Trump is going to get people the fuck out of here that are anti-Semites? Is
bro, he literally just said that he would advocate the death penalty for people who don't support Israel.
There's no way that's fucking real.
It is real.
Israel. That was uncancelable. No, but for real, that is 100%. Because I know he was talking about it with the protests at the fucking colleges. He was saying he won't stand for anti-Semitism. Yo, if he's willing to put himself out on this ledge right now, as the whole narrative of the country is shifting to fucking being on Trump's dick.
Let's play the clip right now.
Yeah.
The Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. They've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Butch.
And when you have crimes like this, whether it's this one or another one on another group, we have to bring back the death penalty.
We have to pay
the ultimate price.
No fucking way.
I'm here to turn myself in, you know.
No, we're in the simulation.
I've committed the supreme crime.
Hey,
you. All right, so now you heard it. There it was.
What the fuck just happened?
We know the Jews have endured terrible persecution.
Oh, we're in a simulation. You guys are fucked. I am too, though. I made a song called Anti-Semitism. Holy shit. What the fuck? Okay, we have to go to war.
Michael Jackson would have had to be killed right away, wouldn't he? Oh, shit, he's already dead. Oh, I guess
not. Wasn't Trump supposed to be friends with him?
Adolf Hitler would have had to have been killed.
Yeah. Wait. Trump?
Muammar Gaddafi would have had to have been killed. Saddam Hussein would have had to have been killed.
Henry Ford.
Who's the guy?
Henry Ford would have been dead.
Rabbi Shmuley?
Yeah.
So Rabbi Shmuley was fucking Michael Jackson's rabbi, and Donald Trump was his friend. And he wrote a song called "They Don't Really Care About Us." Holy shit!
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So you heard him. He said that. He literally said that.
Death penalty.
So it's not hyperbolic when
not
I tweet
pedophile,
something.
Not pedophiles.
Yeah. When
where's the fucking tapes?
Okay, so where's the Epstein tapes? Where are all the missing kids?
Yeah.
800,000.
Where are all of these missing kids? And the reason why these borders are intentionally opened by a Jewish man called Alejandro Mayorkas, which I didn't know Mayorkas was a Jewish name.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Or that Latinos were, you know, historically Jews.
Wait. She's a Jew in Mexico, the president, right?
Yeah, the president of Mexico is a Jew. Yeah. So tell me how...
They're known for their Judaism over there, you know?
Yeah. Not Catholicism. No, they're known for their Judaism. And the people of Mexico are definitely properly represented. Now you have the president, ostensibly, likely will be installed as president, Donald Trump, who's openly calling for the death penalty for people who do not emphatically support Israel unapologetically, and that you do not question or, God forbid, criticize these Jewish people. But the whole reason the border is open and that Alejandro Mayorkas is doing this intentionally, this is an invasion for one thing. It's a land grab for another. It's white replacement for another. It's election interference for another. But it is also to run cover for the largest child trafficking operation that the planet has ever seen.
Yes. So my question is, that just totally supersedes where fucking Canada's at for as far as hate speech laws. You know, you're supposed to go away for what, 15 years because of some bullshit that you said?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's probably on my to-do list to get arrested here so I can have some charges in my home nation as well.
So you're dealing with some hate speech shit. I know that Canada's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But what you're going through is crazy. But Trump, if he fucking puts this in, we are now way less free than any other country.
That's basically what Trump just said, is the first law of communism under the Soviet Union. Anti-Semitism was a capital offense. That was the first law. Donald Trump, Vladimir Lenin, two birds of a feather, it would appear. So communism and Christianity are really getting in bed tight now at this point. A so-called Christian is the
Lenin, Trotsky, Marx.
Yeah. So literally we have...
What do they all have in common, by the way?
Gee, I wonder. Oh yeah. They're all part of that group, aren't they?
They're all Jewish.
Yeah.
Wow.
Communism is Jewish.
Yeah. I did see a clip on that just recently. That's crazy.
Europa. You'll get in the first half hour of that film, you will get a lesson, boy. Not just about the tribe, but about Palestine, about world politics, about the predicted wars, the Rothschilds, the purchase of land, just in the first hour, never mind the whole film.
Yeah, I've watched the first part of it, and you're right. It's a massive eye-opener, and don't know why I didn't go back to finish it. I think it's a little, as a guy who battles with like organizing thoughts and staying on one thing, I don't want to say ADHD because I think that's fake.
Yes.
Particles, I have to kind of reorganize all of the particles and then get back there. And I think just making the commitment to sit down and watch it with the Stu Crew family, that'll be really great for a lot of people. Yeah. So I will announce the date on that before we do it so that we have people that are anticipating it rather than just doing it like I do most shit, which is just fly off the cuff and do it spontaneously. We'll actually plan that event.
Beautiful.
And after we talk to Royce about it, maybe that's when we'll do it. After we talk to Royce about that. And then that way, you know, we can have kind of a prelude to all of this and, get people really educated on all of these topics. The other thing, by the way, I know that people won't mind me stopping down for about 10 seconds to talk about our sponsor. The other way to educate yourself is go to holocaustencyclopedia.com. Holocaustencyclopedia.com and use the promo code Stu Likes Books. Love that one. Mm-hmm. I do like books. Royce actually gave me volume 1 and volume 2 of a great book. Talk about that later. Holocaust Encyclopedia, this shows all of the absurdities and all of the lies surrounding the most lied about event in human history. And it's been proven, and this is not even just me saying this. I mean, even in 1991, the Chicago Tribune came out with an article that said, where did the numbers go? Gone now are the inscriptions about all of the people that died at Auschwitz. Mm-hmm. They were written in 19 different languages, in 19 different places. They were etched in stone, the number of people that died at Auschwitz. It's now been proven that less than half of the people that they claim died at Auschwitz actually died there. You'll find that information in the Holocaust Encyclopedia. They talk about keyholes and gas chambers and the soaps and all of these things. It's you got to be able to combat these fools and make them look like fools while you're combating them. Be properly educated about the most important part of our world history, World War II, which was not caused by the Holocaust. And you got to ask yourself, was the overall 6 million number, by the way, ever changed to reflect the Auschwitz revelations? Probably not. Mm-hmm. Again, HolocaustEncyclopedia.com and use the promo code StuLikesBooks. Let's talk about the Holocaust.
Mm. Yes, yes. It's the 6 million figure. I mean, there's just so many. Any empirically, evidentially based research into the subject makes that 6 million figure beyond ridiculous. Of course, six is a big number to them. And for those of us who understand numerology, six is a big, big number. And even Jewish historians, actually, funny enough, you'll find more truth about what is actually happening in Palestine right now through the Jewish media than you ever will from the American media.
That's interesting.
It really is. And you'll hear some of the commentators that work in both Israeli press and American press. But it's an absolute fact that amongst themselves, they speak really quite honestly about what they're doing and what the agenda is. But they have the Israeli spokespeople who speak good English, who come to England and America, and they have all their talking points that they're fed there. That's relying on what we talked about with the brother earlier today about the dumbed down population. Like those of us who can think, this is not working. We believe our eyes instead of the lying eyes you would have us to believe. And this number is an insult, quite frankly. The number of Jews, by the census reports, before, during, and after World War II were virtually unchanged. So how does that work? How the hell do you have the same amount of people if 6 million died? And by the way, it doesn't even get into how they died. These weren't extermination camps. It's all a lie. They died because of the bombing of us good guys that cut off all the supply lines. Literally, we laid waste to Germany, not just Dresden and Hamburg, Berlin, the whole damn place. Because of that, the food and supplies were unable to be delivered, and it was from diseases, malnutrition. That's why we see the skinny, you know, Holocaust, you know, all this stuff. They died from starvation. Millions of Germans legit died from starvation. Not only during the war, but after the war, and also were raped by both us, the good guys, and the Soviets in particular, and Bolshevism, which really, you know, the Russian Revolution, we have an American Revolution sort of like that in the sense that it's not a revolution here. This is an invasion. Just like the crushing of Christian Russia was an invasion. It wasn't Russians hating on Christianity and destroying themselves. It was an invasion heavily funded by Wall Street money coming directly from New York and whatnot. Literally that financed the mercenaries that invaded and took over. This is what they have planned for here right now. And we see by the numbers coming across. This is not like some crazy theory. We have evidence, provable. Meanwhile, the president, how long did it take to get down to the damn border? Remember that fiasco? Never even went down there, like as if nothing's happening. Oh, I'll get there at some point. They've opened the borders to bring in people who have no love or loyalty to America, but they will work for the dollar.
He's not even the president, and that whole thing is fake as well. And he's not even occupying the White House. I mean, the guy was using a green screen. He's an illegitimate pedophile.
Before we get out of here,
yeah,
I got to go down a rabbit hole with you guys quick because I want to get your take on it.
Got a 3-minute roundup.
What about Project Paperclip then? The Nazi scientists coming over here. Why was that so significant to tell the public if they didn't do all the terrible things that they did? Because now some people believe that NASA is fucking just, you know, an undercover Satanist organization group doing terrible things like CERN. So what's your take on Project Paperclip?
Well, there's no doubt the Germans are actually amazing engineers, BMW, Audi, Volkswagen. Come on, these people are intelligent, hardworking people. And of course, America would have an interest in taking some of the, and by the way, Einstein's a fucking idiot, a plagiarizing idiot. Yet they've got everybody to believe this Jew is some smart fucking genius. It's ridiculous. We have a goyim named Nikola Tesla who makes fucking Einstein look like a whatever the fraud that he is. Operation Paperclip makes sense. I mean, you know, if you take over a country, you're not going to want to just loot the country, but also of its intellectual brain power. So, of course, plus, you know, they probably had a deal. Okay, we can do this two ways. You can come work for us and do what you're told, and we'll go ahead and protect you, give you a paycheck, or we can just go ahead and send you over to the Soviets so you can get some Soviet-style justice. Okay, I'll take Operation Paperclip. Thank you very much. You know, literally.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Old Sleepy Joe. You thought he was gone. Joseph Biden, the corrupt poopy pants himself. He might have dropped out of the race, but he's not done just yet. So now the question is, will he jam through this hidden tax trap at the last second right before he goes, where he could raid your retirement funds, supercharge your income taxes, increase your utility and gas prices, of course, inflating costs on everything that you need to live. Some or all of this could affect you or your family in one way or another. So if you want to wait and see, if you want to roll the dice, you may as well kiss your retirement savings goodbye. But the good news is you can get prepared, but you better hurry. Reach out to GoldCo today to learn how precious metals could help to protect yourself and your family. A hedge against hyperinflation, a barrier against criminal taxation. They're offering a 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% match in bonus silver on qualified accounts. All you have to do is visit StuLikesGold.com or call 855-706-GOLD. Your retirement funds, your income taxes, gas prices, they could all be affected. Visit StuLikesGold.com or call them today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, StuLikesGold.com or 855-706-GOLD. We're on the uncancelable couch with Ken O'Keefe. Flew in from London. So grateful that he's here in person. Had the opportunity to have the conversations, the real conversations, on a big platform with somebody like that who has sacrificed so much. Jail time for having these conversations. So I know that you won't mind me taking just a second to tell you about how this is made possible, and it's through our great friends at LifeWave. You've heard me talking about the X39 patch. Well, now uncancelablehealth.com is taking everything to a whole new level, and we're going to make your health unfuckwithable. So go to uncancelablehealth.com right now. You won't believe how we have the trifecta of anti-aging, total health, total repair, reversing ailments. Uncancelablehealth.com, make your health unfuckwithable with. Go to uncancelablehealth.com.
You want to know what I'm sick of?
Deaths.
Wow. Okay. So they actually did it. They deleted my TikTok account. Gone.
Ooh, you got your TikTok taken away. Welcome to the fucking cool club. You're fucking welcome for setting the blueprint that a lot of you are monetizing now. Because people like me can't even exist on the platforms that you create on. Which is why Instagram banned me from going live for 30 days. We should have right around 20 days left. You want to know what else I think is stupid? This.
I am not a fruit person, okay? But this does not seem right to me. What is going on with the watermelon this summer? Have you seen this?
So I cut watermelons for my kids, and they're all bringing it right back, saying they don't like the texture. I've seen enough videos of people posting rubbery watermelon. I can't believe I got one. I got a rubbery watermelon. The texture is so weird.
How did you not know that you had a fake watermelon when there's no seeds in it? Like, people wonder why they're getting sick and why we're more unhealthy than we've ever been when they eat shit like this. It's like, it's not even food. You want to know what it is? Ace Manin. Did you know Ace Manin is the world's most researched natural molecule on the planet?
No.
Probably the same reason Pfizer wanted to hide the science behind the you-know-what for 75 years from you. We don't hide our science. Most of it can be found in this book, as it's been researched for the last 25 years, to show what it does in the body, which is turn on the immune system better than anything else. It's so effective that in less than a year, it took Skunkle Phil from this here to this.
Because I'm in a much clearer head space. I don't have fucking medication. I'm not on any prescription drugs. They would have me on a fucking 10 of them right now if I listen to my doctor.
So if you want to DH, lower inflammation naturally, while also increasing stem cell production by up to 400%, you should check out Aloe Vera. And oh, by the way, every time you take one of the products, nourish children with the same Ace Manin technology. Because after donating it, Sam Castor realized he could eradicate malnutrition using a buy one, nourish two model. When after 1 year of donating to an orphanage in Romania that was losing up to 30 kids a year, after 1 year of donation of Ace Manin technology,
No child died. And when we get 3 million of you to decide to put down the bullshit and the fake food and biohack your body with food technology from actual science, we can effectively eradicate malnutrition from the planet. So instead of following influencers like this, you should go to Alavea.com, get yourself some food technology, save yourself some money, get healthy, and save children. And at checkout, use the code SAVEKIDS. That's SAVEKIDS, all one word. And for an additional 10% off, use the promo code KINGBAO10. Back to the show.
Where are you going after this? You're going to see Myron and you're going to see Jake Shields.
I'm planning on actually going west towards Vegas, possibly to Hollywood, believe it or not. Then was going to head back to Miami. I'm also going to Wounded Knee in South Dakota, which is a big deal to me. But yeah, who knows? I might have to move here, man. I'm kind of liking it. This couch is really comfortable.
You're welcome anytime. Your plugs, where can people find you? What work do you want them to look at? Anybody that you want to shout out or any other works that you want to give praise to?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good people in social media that don't have big names but are sharing information. I'm connected to many of them in social media. I'd like to thank all the independents out there who just have a big heart and are really sharing and spreading stuff. Don't underestimate how important that is. Of course, it's beautiful when someone with a platform like you've built here is able to speak. But I think people make a big mistake when they don't realize that word of mouth, it isn't even just social media. It's talking to your mate at work or talking to your girlfriend or your brother or your sister. This stuff is adding up, man. It makes a difference. At a certain point, we're going to take that conversation and the knowledge gained from that conversation and actually do proactive, solution-oriented things. And again, I get back to the Constitution. Love and respect to all the producers out there. Love and respect to all of you who know the truth about Adolf Hitler and World War II. We are family, I'm telling you. Those of us who know the truth, love and respect to you. Love and respect to all the people who have taken the risk to do the right thing, to speak truth to power. And I know I couldn't possibly name them all, but that's my way of saying love and respect to all of you.
Plugs.
KenOKeefe.com, by the way.
There it is. KenOKeefe.com.
Hey, if you want to help us save kids and get healthy and biohack your body back to optimal, go to savekids.life. I fight to eradicate childhood malnutrition. We do that with food technology. Tony Robbins says that the next trillion-dollar industry will be the de-aging industry. How you do that is you lower cellular inflammation, then you pump your body full of stem cells, and you can do that with aloe vera. Go to savekids.life. Every time you make a purchase, you save a child with that same food technology, and we're going to take over.
And speaking of being healthy, God demands that you honor your temple and that you do everything that you possibly can to keep your immune system and yourself unfuckable with and unfuckwithable.
Yes.
So as we are uncancelable, you got to head over to uncancelablehealth.com. I mean, there's some age reversal stuff there that's just absolutely amazing, and it makes yourself unfuckwithable.
Yes. Love it.
And also by supporting our sponsors and by keeping yourself healthy, that's the best way to support us here at the Stu Peters Network and keep uncancelable, uncancelable as it is, and unfuckwithable. But also, if you want to be one of our biggest supporters and you're not really into buying products and you don't need those products, or you already are subscribed to get the shipments of products and you're already saving lives with Bao and you're already unfuckwithable with Stu, that's great. We're asking for $9 a month. If you go to StuPeters.com at the very top, there's something called subscribe there. And it takes you to a place where you can give us $9 a month, $90 for a full year. If you pay the whole thing up front, we give you 2 months for free. Or there is a give once option. So if you're a billionaire and you want to throw like $2-3 million at us, that's fine too. We can put out more films like Occupied. You are the most important part of the Army. Until next week at this time.